Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. Wow, what a day here at the NovaCare Complex as the Eagles held their first full squad practice. Now, it might have been an abbreviated session, but nonetheless, it was so good to see all of the players out here on the field. It was also the first opportunity to see some of the new veterans for the first time in a training camp setting. Now, while it might not be the first camp for these players, they still want to make a good first impression on their teammates.
I just want to prove that I'm ready to play, man. You know, prove that, you know, I'm going to be right here for my teammates. You know, anything I could do to help the team, you know, I'm definitely going to do it. I'll do anything for these boys.
I just want to come out and just work each and every day, man. Just get better, be a better teammate. Just do whatever I can do to help my teammates.
For me, I just want to be consistent. It's not my first rodeo, so I know how camp goes. I know there's going to be good days. I know there's going to be bad days. And for me, I'm not afraid to make mistakes now. I want to get it all out the way now, get the timing down, and continue to work hard. And so for me, it's like you want to stack as many days as you can in a positive way. But, you know, also how you respond to those rough days, because we're all going to have days out there, especially as receivers. You're going to have days out there where, you know, you're looking like Jerry Rice or somebody out there, and then you're going to have days where you can't catch a cold. So it's just about trying to be as consistent as possible and also trying to show that, you know, you can't break.
We just heard from Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith, but it was also a welcome sight to see Jordan Matthews on the field after missing a chunk of the spring practices with a knee injury. He addressed the situation and was especially emphatic when asked if it had anything to do with it being the last year of his contract.
You know, I think the biggest thing is, one, not to think about it. You know, people come and ask me, hey, how are you feeling today? Once I hit this field, I'm going to tell you I'm great, because I feel like whatever I speak, that's what's going to manifest itself. So I'm just going to speak positively, and I'm going to come out here and work hard. And then the other things, too, just everything I've always done, you know, do my rehab protocol, make sure I'm always getting the proper amount of rest, acupuncture, massage, all that stuff. But to be honest, I'm going to be optimistic that's not going to be a long-term deal, and that'll be good to go, you know, as camp goes on. Like I said, man, I hope you guys know me by now. That's not what really motivates me. That's not what drives me. I grew up, my parents were affluent. I never needed anything. So when I played football for respect. That's all I played for. So it was never since, okay, I got to get to the league to get money, to get my mom a house. I respect anybody who has to do that, but I never had to do that. So I never really played for money. So I went across the middle because I wanted to make sure the guy across from me respected me. So that's not going to change. If anything, it just grows the more, the older I get and the better competition I see. So I'm not even thinking about that in the least. My biggest focus is coming out here and winning football games.
Jordan Matthews has been one of the most productive players on the Eagles offense in the past three seasons, but it's another Jordan Hicks, who has been especially prolific in the middle of the Eagles defense. He led all NFL linebackers with 5 interceptions a year ago. Now, he suffered a finger injury on his honeymoon in Greece. He was on the field Thursday, and he wants Eagles fans to rest assured he'll be fine for the season.
They just repaired it, put a pin in it, and repaired it. So, they told me the next day they wanted me moving around. And, you know, obviously you can see right here I have no restriction in my movement. My strength is pretty much the same. At this point, I'm not even 3 weeks out, you know. So it's been fast, and I'm healing well. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but it honestly did not hold me back at all. I was working out the next, really that week. I was here working out and running around.
Rookie cornerback Rasul Douglas spent a considerable amount of time after practice speaking with the GOAT himself, Brian Dawkins. Here's what he wanted to learn from the future Hall of Famer.
He was just making sure that I stay low every time I back pedal, and every time I brick, I always low, because 6'2 guys, 6+, I always want to like kind of stand up high. So I just asked him, can he watch me a little bit and just tell me what he sees going on, and after practice, just go through the things I messed up on.
That'll do it for us here on the Eagles Update. I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back with more coverage on Friday.